Texte numéro 15. Antibiotics can't cure colds, but a placebo can. A recent survey found that 97% of people who asked their doctor for an antibiotic last year were given one. The news that doctors are under pressure to prescribe antibiotics for colds and flu offers a tremendous opportunity to make complementary medicine work for us all. The survey released showed that antibiotics are overprescribed because the public believes they will cure colds and flu. The problem with antibiotics for colds and flu is not just that they don't work. If that were all, they would be only a waste of money. But the long-term danger is that they will spread antibiotic resistance, which really would kill very large numbers of people. The spread of organisms like the superbug in inadequately cleaned hospitals could lead us back to the state where a hospital was where you went to die, not to get well. The view we have today that medicine works the way that magic ought to is pretty new. The expectation that doctors will cure us has only really taken root in the last 50 years, and although it is often wonderfully well justified, it brings its own problems. Yet people expect health and demand it, so they demand antibiotics, which are understood as a magic medicine, and when you take them, your cold goes away, as it would anyway. It's obvious that some doctors are crumbling under the pressure to overprescribe. Let us invent a class of medicines called antivirotics. They will need to be quite heavily marketed as a breakthrough in the treatment of common inconveniences. They will only be available on prescription, so that we know they are dangerously powerful. They will work at least as well as antibiotics on colds and flu. They would be absolutely free of side effects. But they would work. The private sector could handle all the marketing and public education campaigns, providing it could make a profit from these antivirotics. They would, of course, be placebos. The main ingredients would be sugar and flavouring. The active ingredient would be the patient's trust. They would work solely because people believed in them. They would save money, since antibiotics are expensive, and they would save lives, since the abuse of antibiotics is in the long run quite literally lethal. This is ethically interesting because it's clearly a case where it is right to deceive people and wrong to tell them the truth. This is, I think, true in almost any system of ethics. Of course, no government would seriously consider doing what I propose. The large-scale deception of the public is only thought necessary in wars or economic crises. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2011.